Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, July 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, RoboCop. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating articles from the vast expanse of Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, your host for today, and in this episode, we're diving into the world of an iconic figure from 1980s science fiction, RoboCop. For those who might not be familiar, RoboCop is a 1987 American science fiction action film directed by Paul Verhoeven. The movie presents a dystopian near future where crime is rampant, and a mortally wounded cop returns to the streets as a powerful cyborg known as RoboCop. Let's travel back a bit to set the stage. The 1980s were a tumultuous time, marked by a Cold War-era mentality, a boom in consumer electronics, and significant advances in special effects technology in Hollywood. RoboCop tapped into these elements, offering a gritty vision of what the future might hold, blending serious social commentary with pulsating action. RoboCop isn't just your typical action hero, though. He's a product of Omni Consumer Products, or OCP, a megacorporation with its own agenda to control Detroit through privatized law enforcement. Imagine that scenario, a private company running the police force. Intriguing, right? It's a stark reflection of the fears many people had about unchecked corporate power and privatization. The film stars Peter Weller as Alex Murphy, a street cop brutally murdered by a gang of criminals. He's then resurrected by OCP as RoboCop, a half-man, half-machine enforcer programmed to uphold the law. This brings us to an ethical dilemma. At what point does enhancing a human being with technology strip away their humanity? RoboCop's journey to rediscover his human identity serves as the film's emotional core. Imagine waking up one day and you're no longer who you think you are, but rather a corporate asset designed to serve a purpose. The film asks us to ponder how much we're willing to sacrifice for security and efficiency, a question that seems increasingly pertinent with today's rapid advancement in AI and robotic technology. Beyond its futuristic vision, RoboCop is also a sharp satire of consumerist America. The film's use of faux TV commercials and news broadcasts further accentuates the blend of dark humor and grim reality. Remember the fake "I'd buy that for a dollar" advertisement? The exaggerated portrayal of a commercially driven society makes RoboCop resonate even today, offering a biting critique on media consumption and the numbing effects of entertainment. RoboCop also stands out for its groundbreaking special effects and makeup. The film was one of the first to use the pioneering techniques of makeup artist Rob Bottin, who helped create the suit that Peter Weller wore. It's worth noting that the suit caused quite some trouble. Weller reportedly lost 3 pounds a day due to dehydration and had to get air conditioned inside his suit. Talk about dedication. Who can forget the film's antagonists? From the street thug Clarence Boddicker, portrayed by Kurtwood Smith, to the monstrous ED-209, created by OCP, these characters and creations epitomize the ruthlessness and cold efficiency of both street-level crime and corporate malfeasance. So here we have a movie that challenges our perceptions of law enforcement, corporate ethics, and human identity while delivering pulse-pounding action. Now, on a personal note, I remember watching RoboCop as a kid and being both thrilled and slightly terrified. The scenes of RoboCop struggling with his memory and identity left a lasting impression, making me wonder about the price of technological progress. What are your thoughts on this? Can technology overwrite human identity? How do you feel about the privatization of essential services like law enforcement? These are questions RoboCop forces us to confront and remain incredibly relevant today. If you haven't seen RoboCop in a while, it might be worth revisiting, especially with today's lens on technology and ethics. It's fascinating to see how the themes from a film over 30 years old can still spark debate and reflection. To wrap things up, I'd like to encourage you to check out the full Wikipedia article on RoboCop. It delves even deeper into the film's production, themes, and legacy, and is a testament to the movie's enduring impact on both pop culture and societal discourse. What takeaway might you ponder on today? Perhaps it's a reflection on the delicate balance between human values and technological advancement, or maybe it's a new perspective on the messages hidden in your favorite action movies. That's it for this episode of Wikipedia. Thank you for joining me on this dive into the world of RoboCop. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, RoboCop. Thanks for listening. See you next time.